Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle of Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? All is here. Don't forget, it's Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, leading the yarns on National Talk Black. All right, with that, we're going to catch up and have a yarn now with Madonna Thompson, director and founder, member of ITOC, that's the Independent Indigenous Tourism Operators of Queensland, and also talking about the JV, Joint Venture Partnership with Howard Smith Wharves, announced partnership to shape the future of Queensland tourism and hospitality industries. With that, we're going to have a yarn now with Madonna on the line. Madonna, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, Madonna?
I'm in Ipswich, but at the moment I'm in Brisbane today.
Okay, fantastic.
In southeast Queensland, yeah.
Good, good, good. Now, partnership, joint ventures are fantastic. Teamwork makes the dream work, is what they say. So let's talk about ITOC. Introduce ITOC, Independent Indigenous Tourism Operators of Queensland. What do you guys do? How long have you been operating?
Well, we've been having discussions since late 2017, but in early 2019, we thought, why not formalise and start working together? And the way that I'm talking about are Indigenous-owned tourism businesses and operators. Good. And some of them have been operating in the space for like 20 years. So we thought, you know, it's important that we network and support and encourage the success of Indigenous businesses, that we raise the profile of what Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are doing and how they're doing it, and that in turn we can then support one another and those that are coming along as emerging businesses to help them navigate, you know, what sort of businesses do we have in the tourism space, what are some of the issues we face, and then also you know, share some of our templates. Good. Share some of the information that we've all had to learn with one another so that we can support the growth in the industry.
Well, when you look at the Indigenous tourism, it's a $50 billion industry. So there's scope there for First Nation people to get involved, get into the tourism industry. And when you're talking culture, I mean, I always said that we are wealthy just being black. You know, got to get our foot in the door, get our skin in the game and get proactive with it. But it's great to have partnership or vehicles that can help progress our First Nation business owners in the tourist industry. And the future to me looks bright if we're doing joint ventures and working together, yes?
Oh, absolutely. Like, the reality is a lot of mob know that they do business, and they do business very well. Mm. And we do business with we already have social impacts built into the way we do business. So we need from the partnerships that we've been developing, like with Howard Smith Wharves. Mm. I mean, they then enter into tourism and into the commercial side of things in a way that many of us haven't experienced.
Yes.
So being able to partner with entities like that means that we get to learn about what they do, and we also then can use those relationships to open doors to our members to go, hey, if you want to grow, you want to do tourism in a different way. Some of us like just the small family-based models,
sure,
and some want to grow and expand, and so we should be able to use the vehicle like ITOC to create opportunities for that understanding and relationship to happen.
Yes.
So one of our founding members and directors from Strata Adventures, you know, he said ITOC should be a funnel. It should be about drawing information, drawing relationships in, and then getting it out to our members, because ITOC's focus has to be about the members because it's owned by Indigenous tourism businesses. So it has to be able to produce over time the support that our businesses need, whether they're emerging or existing, so that they can have longevity in this industry.
Fantastic. Can we talk about some of the partners at the table with iTalk, please, Madonna?
Yes, well, one of the main partners that came to the table was Cahindale Gates, which is an international law firm. Through the work of one of our patrons and board members, they developed that relationship, and then Cahindale Gates signed an agreement to be a formal partner, which is actually historical because Cahindale Gates has never done that before.
Yeah, fantastic.
Because they could see the potential of what we're about, that we're, iTalk wants to support Indigenous businesses. We want to enable Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, you know, to do what we do so well in this space, to grow, but also because they believed in what we were about, which is about supporting the economic independence and self-determination of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So they signed a formal agreement. They were actually a part of all the pro bono for all of the legals for the Constitution, etc. And then the same patron and board member developed further relationship with Howard Smith Walls and Luke Fraser, and we met with them and talked about what iTalk's about and what it's built on and its objectives, and they were very, very supportive. They said they want to help support Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and their businesses in the space.
Lovely. And the Honourable Kate Jones, she's at the table as well?
Yeah, she's come in. She's actually the media person that Howard Smith Walls has brought in. Howard Smith Walls has been fantastic. They've come in and been a secretariat to us. So they've been able to shape and help us with things like how to market. They help develop our brochures that are going out for membership and for corporate membership. And then they're also really supportive, along with TEQ. Also, we've been really working closely with looking at what can we create that can really open up for people what Indigenous tourism businesses actually exist in Queensland. Where are they? Because one of the problems that all of us face is accessibility and visibility.
Sure, fantastic. And so when we look at, here I am based in Cairns, your dingy country, and tourism is a big industry up here. We look at partners with like TNQ, Tropical Tourism North Queensland. They're great guys to be yarning with. Can iTalk reach out to those guys? And when you look at the template of Western Australia, for example, Indigenous tourism, what they're doing over there, which is fantastic. So we are students for life, and we can learn to progress and move forward, yes?
Absolutely. I think we bring, just by virtue, like you said in the opening statement, it's who we are. We bring something to the table no one else can.
Yes.
That it further enhances, you know, what Queensland has to offer. In fact, one of our board members is one of the Walker brothers from Kukuyu Land Habitat Tour.
Okay.
He was also one of the founding members, plus Barry Weir from Kui Travel.
Who's that, Juan or Brendan?
No, Link.
Link, okay, yes, next month, yes, brother. Yes.
You're really deadly. And then Johnny Murison in the early days, like we still really support that and are supporting that with a grant at the moment.
Good. Fantastic.
For expanding our relationship with the Chinese market.
Great. So this is a platform to help First Nation people to get in the tourist industry and get in business, yes?
Absolutely. And as we grow, we anticipate that we're going to have a database of so many templates. One of the questions I get a lot from mobs that are developing guided tours is how do we cost for it? So I just share, you know, what we've learned and what we were helped. One of the train tourism organisations down here helped us with how to cost and how to approach with inbound tourism operators. So we just thought, you know, I just share that with others, and that's what iTalk is going to have to do, is develop a database, and that's our aim, where our members can access templates to assist them.
Fantastic. Look, great conversation, great yarn. I got a foot in the door with tourist industry up here. It's great to hear what iTalk is doing, and great to see that there's partnerships at the table. And look, a great vehicle for expansion, and if not, a beginners for people in the tourist industry, in business, which is fantastic. Madonna, thank you for the yarn. Please do keep in touch, and good luck with it all. And how you say, high tide rises all ships. Let's get it together, sister.
Oh, thank you, Natalie. I really appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for inviting me to speak, and hello to everyone up there. And I think together we can really change this industry and make it suitable for what we need. Huh?
Lovely. If you're up this way, please drop in here, Cairns Indigenous Media, so we can yarn more. You take care, sister.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Beautiful yarn, deadly yarn. Madonna Thompson, her name is, a director and founder, a member of iTalk. iTalk is the Independent Indigenous Tourism Operators of Queensland. So you might be looking at getting in the tourist industry and starting a business. They're the guys you need to talk to. and let's jump in that space and let's get proactive entrepreneurs at the table. Sounds deadly. Have you say Jan Armstrong, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Me you call a Kungai, from Yoruba where my people reside. All us Aboriginal people are divided into 500 different tribes, whom the white man tried to conquer when he first come here to the Bayan. You may call it divide and conquer, hey, but no more, you've let a lie. This land belongs to us Abos, and we'll stay right here until we die. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother? I come from there, now that is sad.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. As I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, notable Aussie females raised their voices in a powerful call to arms ahead of International Day of the Girl. World Vision and Force Inspiration, inspiring Australian females, ignite a new movement committed to raising the voices of young girls in need. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Sunday Ariyang. Thank you, Sunday. Welcome to the program.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us more about the child marriage exploitation?
Child marriage is happening all around the world. So there's roughly 12 million girls that are getting married before the age of 18, which is so tragic to hear, but also such a real issue that's affecting these children around the world, and something that I am familiar with, being born in Ethiopia. So today I'm raising my voice to hopefully have these girls' voices heard.
Why is the 1,000 Voices for 1,000 Girls movement needed?
The 1,000 Voices for 1,000 Girls movement is very important because we need to put a stop to these issues that are affecting the girls around the world. Child marriage is something that has doubled due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and a lot of the issues are happening because of the cost of living crisis. It's just so important to be able to share your voice and share the stories of all these vulnerable girls that need the support and help that many Australians can offer and hopefully able to offer. I'm just so incredibly proud to be a part of this movement.
What proactive change do you have, do you hope to take place in this space?
I hope that myself and the other powerful women who are part of this campaign are able to just bring awareness to the serious issues that's impacting these young girls around the world. I hope that by sharing their stories and people hearing what these vulnerable girls go through, it'll be able to encourage Australians to support the campaign.
What advice do you have for the Australians wanting to support the cause?
So for Australians that are wanting to support the cause, they can do so by sponsoring a girl through World Vision. Child sponsorship goes such a long way for these girls. It puts them in programs, it can help with protection, and then give them education that can hopefully end the violence and show them ways to stop exploitation.
So where can Australians go to find out more?
Australians can find out more and help rewrite the story of vulnerable girls by searching World Vision Australia website.
Sunday, thank you very much for your yarn. All the best to you and a very important space.
Thanks again for having me. I've enjoyed the time with you.
Stay tuned. You're mobbed. BBM 98.7 FM with National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Too Deadly, represent.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're
one generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior. Yes,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
yes, that's what we are. Now that we know where our people come from, we found our identity, our spirit lives on and on.
Nation beat, got a rubber-dub style. Island warrior, but we plan all wild. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm. Go make you jump, cop car, now you get them. To kick a raga in a natty vibration. We are the children of the next generation. Coming to you with a positive style. All same clear, I'm the warrior, but me plan no while.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior. Ooh,
yes. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Ooh, yeah, yes, that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them.
But though we're not civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're one generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. Generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
Generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
Say you know we got this, that loving and then them are just not because you can't resist, because you know you're loving and I really cover this, or they become me, become us. No, because you know it's giving a come back, insisting in the island styles. Only why all them up on wallers and up people fun. You love when you just need that them.
Yeah, Two Deli, One Generation from a Warrior, Brother Drews Namok with us in spirit. Love you, brother. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Next segment we got is Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Pekoni, IGA, Brinsmead and Edmonton. They give us a box of fruit here once a week. Bum and Bipper Media, healthy living, healthy lifestyle, the message we deliver. So chewing on a Mars bar, then chew on an apple or an orange. There you go. Have you say. Mangoes very soon. That's around the corner, Christmas. And look, we got Which Way Yarning, and proudly sponsored, like I said, by IGA, but also Edmonton Police are at the table. And we got Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay back in the hot seat. And his bodyguard, Steve Grant, PLO. And they brought Deadly Sister, Bridie Egan, second year constable. A very good morning. How are you all?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
Morning, yes.
G'day, Trev.
Yes. And morning. Bridie, good morning. How are you, Bridie?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. You're prettier than these two boys. Let me talk with you. First cab rank. Bridie Egan, second year constable.
Yeah.
Where do you stem from?
I'm from the Tablelands.
Oh, hillbilly girl.
Yeah.
Okay. And you did your training for police force where?
I trained at the Townsville Academy.
Okay, yep.
I think it was 21, 22.
21. Yep, second year, where did you do your first year as a constable?
First year in Innisfail.
Innisfail, okay, cool. Big shout out, Innisfail Mob.
Yeah.
And then now here at Edmonton.
Yep.
Saw the light, come over to Edmonton from Tableland. Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay from Tableland. So you're going for his job, aren't you?
Following in my footsteps.
Put you in that spot. Glenn, how you going? Good
Very
to see
well.
You, brother.
Yeah, good to be back in the seat.
Yeah, so you was up at...
I've spent 7 weeks up at Bamaga. Bamaga yes. Station as the officer in charge up in that neck of the woods.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, and enjoyed it thoroughly.
Good.
Very pretty place.
It is a pretty place.
Yeah,
Are you a fisherman?
Mate, I am. My problems were I fished the whole time I was up there.
Yes.
And then last week my son came up there and he hooked the barra, so I caught nothing.
Okay.
He got an 84 centimetre barrel.
Maybe you shouldn't expose that on radio national.
Yeah.
There it is, brother.
No, look, my soul's just laid out on the ground at that moment when I saw him hook it. So, yeah. But look,
Did he give it to you?
Yeah. Mate, that's a good station up there. It's,
yes.
It's, you know, it's it has some issues there. And while I was there, we had that mayor summit.
Okay.
And a lot of those issues were raised by Mayor Pat Yusia.
Mm-hmm.
And. You know, I know you spoke about the Mayor Summit
we did,
on
yes.
the previous program
ago.
Here, but
we did, yes.
You know, that's the whole purpose of it is that our communities get that one-on-one voice with the commissioner, and if there's any issues in those stations, that you know, we get an opportunity to hear it straight from them, and
sure.
then they can we go back and try and rectify it and keep the community happy.
And your first week there, we did give you a call. We had an interview here on National Talk Black, and you introduced two of the PLOs up there.
Yep.
That was a good yarn.
Yep. Tamina Williams and Aaron Benowell.
Big shout out, yes.
Great PLOs from the north, yep.
Good.
Yeah.
And how many PLOs are on board?
There's only the two.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. There's only the two, and, you know, they do their job very well in that community. So, you know, great reflection.
And you relieved the sergeant that was up there. Was it a holiday thing or is
no,
there a position available?
Look, that is, and I'm not talking out of shelf here, but that is one of the problems with the station was that they have had a long-standing vacancy there.
Okay.
And so I was up there for the 7 weeks, but the position's been sort of vacated for a long time and relieved by different officers. So,
okay.
And look, a lot of communities like to own their police and, sure. and know their police very well. And,
exactly.
And so the difficulty there is that when you've got different police coming in, mm-hmm. they've got different ideas.
That sets the apple cart, doesn't
it? Yeah, yeah. And the community, they want someone that they can go to and know. So
build relationships.
Yep. And look, from that summit, the Bamigo IC's position's been advertised last week
on
the Gazette. So
yep.
look, they'll very shortly have a substantive.
So how's that work? A sergeant will apply for the job, or could you have like a corporal apply for the job to become a sergeant?
No, so you'll have a sergeant apply because it's a senior sergeant position.
Yes.
So you can have a sergeant or a senior sergeant can apply for the position.
Okay,
so,
right, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So, yeah, look, that once that leadership is established in that station, it's going to run very well.
Builds a strong foundation, doesn't it?
Yeah. And look, part of me going up there is getting to know staff from the Cape.
Yes.
I want to always attract good staff to my station, but also check those places out. So while I was there, one of our first years, Lockie Steedon, he's been on this program. Mm. He made the decision that for his second year that would be his number one choice. And on the 16th of this month, he will land his boots there.
He's got the job then.
Yeah.
Virtually.
Yep.
So it's been covered then.
Yep. So he's going up there to fill a constable position. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Steve, how you going, my brother?
Morning, Trevor.
Morning. It's a good brother. Let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, a proud Jindabyne Murray from the tropics of the Cardinal Tully area, Gumball capital of Australia, which is rain.
Wet country, bro.
Wet country, indeed.
Get that snorkel in your mouth so you can understand what you're saying, brother. Yeah, fantastic. Look, it's great to see. I think I've asked this question before. PLO, Police Liaison Officers, are they only in Queensland?
Gee, now you've put me on the spot. Yeah. Look, I would believe that they were right across this country because they're so valuable to it.
So, I think New South Wales, they call them ALOs.
ALOs?
Yes.
That's New South Wales?
Yes.
And what's the acronym for that, ALO?
Aboriginal Liaison Officer, I believe.
Okay, right, yep, sure.
And I think the Territory's got them, far as I know.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure...
I think it's a fantastic thing.
Mm.
It's a bridge builder. It's communication. It's cultural awareness, front and centre.
Yeah, it ticks a few boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Were you at that conference that happened here in Cairns?
So I come down for the conference.
The mayor's conference, eh?
Yep, so it went over 2 days. And each mayor got their individual time with the commissioner and the deputies.
Sure.
And the officer in charge of that station and the inspector, the supervising inspector.
Well, it's not one size fits all.
No.
Because you have a problem in a community, it's not the same problem in other communities.
Exactly.
So you've got to have mayors there and they can talk to you about their community. And then you work at a solution together to make it all good, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. And like I say, like that's 4 weeks ago, I suppose, now. And already a lot of those things that have been raised have already been rectified. So, it'll be wait till next year's Mayor's Summit and see what what else we can improve.
And the other thing is also, it's also an election year for the local council.
Yeah, okay.
So those mayors...
maybe stepping down?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's right, maybe a change at the post. Guard, changing guards at the post, maybe. But like I said, if we've got the same person, and that's a good relationship in regard to the having a sergeant there.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, they've got a go-to.
Exactly.
Yep.
We're dealing with people, not product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Brody, second year constable, what happens here? I mean, what's your future visions? Do you want to become a sergeant like this man here, or what's your vision?
My vision, I think I'll take it as it comes. Okay. But I was talking earlier saying that I might look into... going into CPIU, Child Protection Unit, one day, maybe.
Yes.
Work towards something like that.
Because the different departments you can work towards.
Yeah.
Yep, in the police force, yep.
Yeah.
And so protecting our children out there, yep.
Yeah, I like kids. So
okay, good. All right, yeah.
Look after them.
And they need protecting. Yes, they do, you know. They are our future, and I sometimes think that there's kids out there having kids. Mm. One of the biggest problems out there, you know. And because we're talking about kids there, youth crime, that's still a big issue, isn't it, across the country, if not the world?
Yep.
Yeah, youth crime, and you guys should only operate within the rules and regulations, the law as we know it,
And we need the right people in those roles as well, like Bridie's a nice, gentle person.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
She's not going to scare the bejesus out of the kids, you know.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
You get me into a room, they run out the door.
This ugly sergeant came up and he grabbed my arm and talked to me and I didn't want to talk to him.
So, and as an officer in charge, we're always trying to find the right fit as well and steer people off in the right direction in their careers, you know. So, yeah, Bridie do a great job in child protection unit, without a doubt.
Good on you. Fantastic. Well, the statement goes, as a police officer, protect and serve, eh? And that's what you're there. You're in the public, and you're working for protecting the people in the public and servicing them, you know. And like I said, some people may have Barneys with the so-called boys and girls in blue, but when they're in trouble, who do they call? Triple O, you know what I mean? It's about working together, isn't it?
You know? Yeah. And it's two ways. You know, we've got to build that trust with the community, whether someone's had a negative experience with police previously. Sure. You know, they've always got to, you know, have that ability to trust us when they're in need. So just because someone's had a poor experience in the past doesn't mean they can't call and get good help.
I like to think that the government, the police, are doing their bit in regarding showcasing that action, good way action, protecting and serving. We've been talking cameras, for example, and we had a yarn about cameras on this program a couple of times now. I mean, that just shows what's going on, what has been said, and it's a two-way street there, you know, and if the individual is being rude or arrogant or swinging punches or whatever, there it is all online, yeah? But it protects the police officer if they're not doing right. Two-way street.
Yeah, that's the go-to for us if there's a complaint. This is straight to the footage.
Sure. And speaking of that, individuals can make a complaint. And what's the process in making a complaint?
Yeah, you can make a complaint. You can ring the police link number on 131444.
Yeah.
You can go and see your local police station, ask to talk to the officer in charge.
And they'll take then your particulars and what they thought was being wrongdoing by towards them.
You can make your complaint straight to Ethical Standards Command. Sure. Or with a professional practice manager.
Then you, as a sergeant, you would investigate with that police officer, whoever it is, in regard to the complaint that just come through what have you.
Yep.
So there's an investigation going on there. Is that how it works?
That's how it works. Exactly right. Yep. So I'd go to their body camera footage normally first.
Yes.
And then any notes or anyone that they've worked with.
How long does that footage stay on the camera?
It's on permanently.
Yeah, sure. Mm. But if their footage, something happened a week ago, it's still there.
It's still there.
Do you download the camera, the videos to...
That's it. So they download
a folder on computer.
Well, and it downloads to a cloud, but that downloads as it's being charged. So
okay,
charge.
So you always got the email. So 3 weeks later, if we go back to that incident, there it is. You got the information.
Exactly.
There.
Yep.
Footage there.
And the technology is so good, Trevor. So the senior sergeant could also, say for example, if he had an officer in Brisbane, he could also look at that footage.
Oh, okay. You've been transferred up here now, then you had an incident down there, need to look at that incident, marry it up and see if it's...
The technology's just unreal.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we can live stream into that camera as well while it's being operated. So, they're a handy bit of kit.
Look, I do a bit of youth work, and I remember about 3 months ago, a couple of kids escaped from the residency, AWOL, what do you call, just jumped the fence and took off. And then we found them like a couple of hours later. And there were three cop cars, and what I watched was how the police officers engaged with these young ones, sat them down, talked to them nicely, and it was powerfully done. And they were doing that as I parked the car around the corner. We found out we were there, and we walked around. Then I introduced myself, a youth worker. These young fellas are staying at the resident where I was working. But the conversation was fantastic, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, the camera's on and what have you, but... They were talking to the kids, not at the kids, what I'm saying. You know what I mean? There was a relationship building there, and let them know that the youth work here to keep you safe, but can't keep you safe if you're not in the house.
Exactly.
So you need to go back to the house and say, hey, I'm ready to take you guys. Let's go, boys. You know?
Yeah, yep.
And it was a good night, but I was impressed.
Yeah,
I think it's also good that the Queensland Police have also got that partnership with the Youth Justice Corresponder
team. Yes.
They're out there 24/7, they're working 10 P's to 6 A's, so.
Well, it takes a community to raise a child. That's what we're saying. It's a team effort, isn't it, across the board? Mm. Yeah. So we need more officers working in that department. There you go, Bridie.
It's good out at Edmonton too. I haven't been out there for too long, so I'm still building relationships with the community, but you can build the relationships of the community there. Like yeah. you can get to know all the kids there.
Yes.
And have chats.
Well,
to
that's
them.
The suburb. They live it there.
Yeah.
So let's get to know the officers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sort of stuff. You know.
It's nice out there like that.
Yeah. Sure. And then you get to know the kid and what they're doing is bad. But let's not escalate it. Where they're going doing bigger crimes and burglary and stealing cars. We can stop them, prevent them from doing that, you know.
Work with them.
Have that relationship.
Yeah.
They're thinking to what you're saying. They're taken on board, you know.
Mm.
Fantastic. Well, great to see you all. Nice to meet you, Brody.
Nice to meet you. Thanks
good to
for
see you
me.
Back in town. Yep. And good to have you back in town.
Yes, very see good to be back in town. Guy.
PLO, we'll be yarning soon.
Yep.
And all the best to all the guys there, guys and girls, out at Edmonton.
Thank you.
Greatest station in North Queensland.
There you go. Represent. All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
All the best.
See you, mate.
Yep, the greatest police station in Queensland was the statement there. That's by Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy. Bridie Egan, second year constable, good yarning with her, and also brother man here, Steve Grant, PLO, police liaison officer, something like 18, 19 years. Yeah, you can pay for lunch. Sam, fantastic. Have you saying yarn up strong? About 15 minutes left on the program here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Was water laying all around. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
This is paradise right before my eyes. My people have stories to tell about the land and sea. It's where I long to be. So take me home. Oh, P.I. my beautiful home. 40 tribes of Bogomen.
Tribes or Bulga Man here on your daily program. Normie J, Too Deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yan Upstrong, 1-800-422-416. With the bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm going to catch up with Tony Gibbs. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm pretty well.
Good, brother. How's things going, brother?
I'm in the cemetery, but I want to thank you all for the show and being there, all you mob running that show.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Yeah. So, just paint a picture. So you put a cross up on your lady's grave, and the council may be tearing it down. Is that the case? Is that still the go?
Yeah, the guillotine's still over my head, and my cross is up too. I've had to do that, you know.
Mm.
And sure. So, can I just talk about something else for a minute? I'll come back to it.
Yep. Go ahead.
I want to talk about the voice a little bit, make my position clear.
Yes, go ahead.
yeah, I was with a yes, yes, and then I was going, oh, no, no, you know, and then yes, no, for different reasons. Yeah. I'm a definite yes now, okay, because I think Murray should have everything they can get in this country, and a voice in the door is, well, you know, it should have been there all along. But my concern is that it is an unofficial treaty disguised beyond recognition. And some may say it's a treaty. You know, the official royal command from King George III, the war that started in 1788, and that's who George Street in Sydney is named after, eh? Now, George Street in Sydney is the big main street. He's named after English war criminal king. And, you know, with treaty and divorce, the new king must recognise the past. Sure. The non-stop invasion war in Australia from UK for 235 years. Divorce should not be recognised as a treaty. Just peace talk, mate, a powwow, you know.
And divorce is not recognised as a treaty.
No. That's my concern. They say, oh, you've joined up now, your sovereignty, you know. I believe in the sovereignty of Murray's.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm still a British citizen. I'm not an Australian citizen, so my vote's not needed.
Okay.
And so I've still got yes and no in my mind, but yes is the way.
Are you confused, are you?
No, I'm not confused. I just would like to see recognition from England. I'm English. I've been here 60 years. I've been in the Murray mob 40 years. I know what's going on.
And well, 70 years on the throne, the Queen didn't recognise it, so maybe her son will.
Yeah, well, that's his job now. They're all saying, leave the Queen alone, you know, and they're man now. It was the King that started this war. That one can finish it, you know. He needs a good job, mate, you know. we're good Australians, mate. We'll give him a job, eh?
Yeah, Julie. Yeah. Unemployment services, yes, yes.
So everybody, we've got to have yes, and it's the only way forward, apart from treaty from England, which is a separate thing that should be chased too. Mm. Yeah, I'm in the cemetery, mate. It's my third day of stakeout here from 7 to I don't know what.
So you've been camping
time
at the cemetery, have you?
No, but I've just told the council that soon I'll probably be doing that because they might come and move at night time.
Yeah.
And I'm too different press and stuff, and I've got a little potbelly stove at home. It's a sort of miniature one.
Yep.
There might be smoke coming up soon, mate. We'll smoke these bad spirits out.
From the camp.
Well, you know, I'm in the cemetery and I'm with my darling buried over there. She's got a little flag on her cross at the moment too.
Lovely. And, but I thought the cross was being removed by council last Friday, I thought. So they haven't removed it yet.
That was the day they were supposed to be out, and I've been sort of keeping a vigil here. I've just been staying here and I've got... Well, I've spilled all my boiling water in
the
green.
Well, if you come, of course, you can't stop them from doing it, but you just want to verbally state your reasons.
This is the unknown. Maybe I can stop them, but I want it done non-violently. I don't know. I'm avoid confrontation. I'm just sitting here watching. They know I'm here.
Yeah, fair enough. Yep.
And that's all. And I want to thank the Cairns local newspaper because he put in a really good picture and people can see what those crosses are. Now, all the council want to do is say to me, at our expense, we want to cut them down to a size that we like. They're just trying to cut people down the size.
Sure.
I listened to this show on the ABC about missionaries and reserves and things. And the missionaries had the view that the Aboriginal people were the problem or the government, when they were the problem. Yeah, and it's always been a weird. I'm here, and I'm defending a cross and her cross and my own.
Yes,
and this is terrible, mate. I'm just sitting here, and I think I'll bring the pot belly.
You said last week that the police turned up. You haven't seen the police since.
No, they wave when they're going around.
Okay.
And there's a funeral on here today, and
it's a peaceful protest, and that's what you are, peaceful, Tony Gibbs.
Yeah, we're just looking, it's like with the treaty and the whole voice and the way forward. It's the way forward in the quest for peace in our life, you know.
Mm.
I can't even get it here. Our life has been terrible, what's been done to me and her over the years, and this is the final straw, mate. So
yeah,
I might paint the wagon soon. I can go to the football carnival. And I was down in Canberra with a truck all painted up, and they're pushing me to the limit. I mean, they're making me Rambo in my mind. I'm really just a coiled spring, just to get some peace.
Yep. Well, as I said, brother, fighting a good fight. So, look, good luck with it all. You take care. Keep in touch, please. And we'll go on soon, Tony.
Thanks for being here, Drew.
All right, brother. Take care, bro. Bye-bye. Deadly Young there, Tony Gibbs, and fighting a good fight. Working hard to get a cross put up over his lady's gravesite. But he's going through his own process and doing that. And they did say they were going to pull the cross down. But that's the conversation there. You Mob Murray got a sign off here for today's program. I thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. But 24/7 you can text the brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn Up Strong here. Thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team and all the black radio stations around this beautiful country of ours. Deadly Black Network. Big shout out to you, Mob. Thank you.